we don't know that he has thoracic outlet syndrome. And so I was driving home last night on the radio and it sounded like all of a sudden we provided a diagnosed issue. We don't have one. In some cases, you go for a second opinion to follow up your opinion. We don't have necessarily an opinion here. He did have a slight positive on his, I would say, the circulatory test that might imply thoracic outlet syndrome. So, because we're not in a position to say, you know, what that means, let's kick it right to an expert. So he's going to go Monday and see Dr. Robert William Thompson. We thought it was William Thompson, but I think it's Robert William Thompson, who's apparently one of the two, you know, specialists here in the country regarding this issue. So kind of feel like a little bit, if you ever watched the movie, the show House, where you peel the onion, you know, you're trying to find out, you're trying to, you know, because it's not like a situation where you have someone that says, this hurts, you know, so it's more of a, you're trying to come up with some clinical diagnoses. I'll speak on behalf of the medical side, based on a lot of information, some of it testing, some of it the conversations with the patient about what he's feeling. It's hard to describe. You guys here, it's like, well, what do you mean? You know, there's no pain, but it's, you kind of feel like you have a dead arm, you know, so you try to put it all together to try to make sense of it. So we're going to, I kind of feel it's more that scenario. So if that's a better way to describe it, or it's the same stuff you've already heard. So he's going to go to St. Louis on Monday, and this is what we're focused on and at this point. And we're hoping it's not the case. And I'll hope until we hear otherwise that it's not the case. But we want to be certain, you know, if it is, then it needs to be taken care of. And if it isn't, then we'll just take a sigh of relief and say, well, that's good. And it's something that's answered. You know, hey, it's not that. Good.
And if this is the correct diagnosis, do you have any idea? Have you been told what the treatment is or how long they'll be out?
I'd have to hear. No, I don't know. I mean, it'd be a long-term thing. You know, I've heard basically typically that if that's what it is, it's, you know, a surgery would have to be involved, and I would suspect it'd be the season. But I actually haven't asked. I just know that from previous, you know, players that have had it. You know, it's not something that, you know, here, take some aspirin and shut it down for a week. I don't think it's that.